Four dark red spotlights scan the arena as Steppin' Away by Stereo Mud begins to play. On the first distortion riff, an explosion of red pyros go off one by one across the top of the ramp. Jack walks down the ramp, carrying his weapon of choice, a 9-iron.
Hold two! Arm bar!
About 3/4 down the ramp, he begins a run and dives underneath the ropes and into the ring. The crowd cheers in the approval of his presence.
Oh, Michael, this is gonna be fun to watch!
He spits on the floor, and then raises his 9-iron above his head high with one hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event!
Oh, shut your mouth, you thong-wearing fatty!
My name is Rich Vreeland. I write music under the name Disasterpiece. And this is the untold story of Jack Bruise, my fantasy wrestling alter ego. Oh my god. Who's ready for a six-pack of bruising? Oh, this is fun. E-wrestling, it's not like other fantasy sports as far as I can tell. It's more like role-playing. You join a fictitious wrestling federation, generally run by other young people on the internet. You have to create a character, a wrestler for yourself. I kind of stumbled into it as a kid who liked wrestling and just kind of wasting time on the internet. The character that I made, his name was Jack Bruise. Jack was born on the same day as I was, June 29th, but in 1974. He grew up in Bay Ridge, which is a neighborhood in Brooklyn, not too far from where I grew up. He was in his late 20s. He was bald. His height was either 6'5" or 6'7", depending on when you asked me. His weight fluctuated between 265 and 267 pounds. He carried a 9-iron around, a golf club, as like a threatening device, slash like secret weapon. See, this is the level of detail that I went to. At the age of 18, he got into gang trouble. A gang that went by the name Blitzen, meaning thunder, a German gang, with quite a bad reputation.
Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads.
Jack had no place to go, and the gang became his family.
Here is someone who stood up.
The rival gang and the Blitzen had met up for, I guess you could say, a little business. The rival gang was actually a group of undercover cops working for the NYPD. Jack ran from the scene, quick as lightning, and no one had caught him, and nearly all trace of him had disappeared. With no place to go and a hunger to fight, Bruise looked elsewhere to please his hunger for fighting. As he was walking down an alley, someone dressed in black tried to pick a fight with him.
I'm standing here. You make the move. You make the move.
Bruise obliterated the man and continued on walking. A man in a suit approached Bruise with an offer.
You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
An offer to fight for sport. An offer he couldn't refuse.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate your hat. I hate your t-shirts. I hate your wristbands. I hate your shoes. I hate your music. I hate everything that you stand for.
Mm-hmm. as a kid, it was a really great creative outlet for me because, you know, I got to come up with my own character and then I'm interacting with other people and it's kind of a competitive environment. But then we're asked to write stories leading up to a match that we're going to have with another e-wrestler. You know, we write these stories where we might single out our opponent, we might talk trash. I'm just reading some of this stuff in this bio. He has over 10 catchphrases, such as, "You can bet a bowl of soup on that. I think you're in line for an over-the-counter beating. And that's all I gotta say to you. You're the most incompetent piece of non-biodegradable trash I have ever seen." Very catchy. And as a kid, I was a little more on the sheltered side, and I try not to curse. So one of his quotes here is, "Ah, buck off. You're one bad case of wasabi." I don't know where I came up with these. They're ridiculous. "Not freaking likely." And then all of this would culminate like once a week in an event that would be written by the people who run the wrestling federation. It's up to them to decide, you know, who won and who lost. I remember I would like wake up the morning of my match as like an 11-year-old and I'd be so excited. Like the night before, it'd be like Christmas. Like I'd be going to sleep, couldn't wait to get up in the morning and see what would happen.
Gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
I definitely think there's a part of me in the character. I felt a lot of peer pressure growing up, and you know, whether or not that was external, some of it was probably internal. I think I held myself back in certain ways for fear of like standing out or being judged. And so to have an outlet like this where I felt completely free to kind of do what I wanted, I think it was good. I think it was healthy to have that. Maybe it was an emotional outlet for me, you know, just dealing with all the stress of being in middle school, which it's just like the right age for kids to be like the most nasty to each other and judgmental and vindictive and just gets very clicky. So I mean, this is kind of the time, this time that I wrote this, you know, it was when I was in middle school. I think it's informed my career in a lot of ways. As a young person, I had all this exposure to working in kind of a digital ecosystem, you know, interacting with other people, like collaborating with people, competing with people, helping people, etc., etc. One of the early ways that I started messing with music is I would find pieces of music that I liked, mostly like pretty heavy rock type stuff. And I would find kind of an instrumental section that I liked. I would cut that out and loop it. There might be a little intro that I would pull from the song, and then it would loop that until it faded out. And the idea with that was that, you know, that would be the music that he would come out to. And then as I got a little bit more savvy, I started messing with HTML, and I started posting my role plays as web pages that had like graphics and like special colors for different like characters, like formatting, and they'd have entrance music. Like so at the top of the page, there'd be a little like music player so that you could like play the wrestler's theme music. This one day I was doing that, and this guy saw it, and he reached out to me, and he was high up at a company that made cell phone games. And so he was like, "I like your music. You know, do you want to write some music for some of our cell phone games?" And I mean, I was like 19 or 18, maybe a little younger than that. And the thought of writing music for video games hadn't even really crossed my mind. So it was really exciting to have that opportunity. And, you know, there was a certain sort of like creative challenge to it that I found really appealing. And so to have that opportunity to do that with music, I think, was really something that piqued my interest. You know, and kind of the beginnings of a kind of my freelance work for hire sort of lifestyle was kind of embedded in that experience. And also the opportunity to kind of be expressive creatively. I think there's a lot of parallels between this sort of stuff that I was doing then and kind of what I'm doing now. Jack Bruce, who knows where he is?
I have to announce to you